This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A case is ongoing in Wisconsin over a legal challenge to key permits for a project to reroute an oil and gas pipeline around a Lake Superior tribe's reservation. As Danielle Kading reports, Canadian energy firm Enbridge wants to build a new stretch of its Line 5 pipeline.
Enbridge proposed the reroute after the Bad River Tribe sued to shut down the pipeline on tribal lands. Now, the tribe and environmental groups are challenging the state's decision to issue a wetland and waterway permit, among other approvals for the project. They say the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources lacked baseline data about the project's effects on wetlands. At the first hearing, Bad River Tribal Chair Robert Blanchard said a potential spill could spell disaster for the tribe's homeland.
It's going to affect our way of life, and that's why we are fighting this so hard.
Enbridge spokesperson Jennifer Smith said they designed the route to minimize harm.
We believe that the Wisconsin DNR's permits are accurate, they're correct. We can build this pipeline with minimal environmental impact.
The reroute would cross nearly 200 waterways and disturb around 100 acres of wetlands. Supporters say it would create 700 jobs, but opponents question the company's environmental track record. A DNR attorney says it properly permitted the project under the law. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
Efforts in New Mexico have been relaunched to find about 150 tribal items stolen in 1984. Earlier this year, a bull stolen from the Santa Ana Pueblo ceremonial village was returned. Monica Morell, director of the Santa Ana Historic Preservation Department, says that led investigators to look for more leads on other items.
We have right around a dozen objects that we have very close connections.
Items that are at least a century old are considered antiquities and protected under the Archaeological Resources Protection Act. And in 2022, Congress passed legislation prohibiting the export of items held sacred by tribes. Tributes continue to pour in for Canadian Indigenous actor Graham Greene. He died on Monday of natural causes. He was 73. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, for many critics, Greene had a groundbreaking career.
Greene was an Oneida from the Six Nations Reserve in Ontario. Among those who paid tribute to his work was actor Kevin Costner, who described him as a master at work and a wonderful human being. It was with Costner that Greene was nominated for an Academy Award for the film Dances with Wolves. Costner posted one of his favorite scenes from the movie when Greene played the part of Kicking Bird, a Sioux medicine man.
Tatanka.
Tonka.
Dances with Wolves was his big break, and Greene wasn't going to look back.
I'll be damned if anybody's going to push me off this heap. You know, I'm going to fight as hard as I can to stay there and get more writers, more actors, more storytellers, more film crews, you know, anybody in the technical end to seriously get on board.
And that followed with several roles in movies and television. The Stratford Festival in Ontario also paid tribute to Greene, who played Shylock in the 2007 production of The Merchant of Venice and Lenny in John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men. Greene was also honored with the Governor General's Performing Arts Award for Lifetime Artistic Achievement. Governor General Mary Simons said he brought dignity to every character he portrayed. She said he broke barriers for Indigenous actors and opened doors for future generations. And we honor his extraordinary contributions, she said, to Canadian culture and celebrate a legacy that will resonate across Canada and beyond. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.